May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
In the 1960s, the band The Birds released a single, "To Everything There Is a Season, Turn, Turn, Turn." Apart from this title line, which is repeated throughout, the words come straight from a little-known book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes. And I would like to read from this book as I begin. "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." We are here today, joined together in the common bond of grief, to remember those for whom it was their time to die. Today may be a time for weeping. It may even be a time for laughing, as perhaps a memory is jogged, which just makes you smile about the person you have loved and lost. It will be a time for silence and a time for words, but mostly it is a time to remember. None of us here today is alone. Although we grieve for different people, our grief is shared. A Honduran proverb said, "Grief shared is half grief." Today is about sharing our grief with one another and with our all-loving God. The time of grief and mourning can be an uncertain time, both in terms of its length and knowing how we or others will react. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis observed after the death of his wife that he was resentful if people asked him how he was, as he often wanted to be alone in his thoughts and didn't know how even to begin to answer the question. But he was just as resentful when people didn't ask after him, observing that, "No one ever told me that grief felt so much like fear." Perhaps you can all relate to that feeling. Yet I want to assure you that the time of grief, deep, raw grief, does have its season. Believe it or not, that deep mourning can in due time turn to dancing and weeping into laughing as we learn to love that person in a new and different way. Grief is, in one way, a costly consequence of love. The writer Hilary Stanton Zurin once wrote, "The risk of love is loss, and the price of loss is grief." We grieve because we feel the pain of loss, But we also grieve because of the strength of our love for the person that we have come here to remember today. That love continues, and grief does not diminish it. And often in the early months after death, we feel that love even stronger than we did before. The only way we can avoid the pain of grief is by also avoiding the joy of love. And so what brings us here ultimately today is not grief, but love. Love for the person who has died. Love that carries on in spite of their death. A love that will always carry on. One way that love carries on in us is the way we see our loved ones reflected in and through us and in and through our children. Their hopes and dreams, temperaments and talents, their joys and tears. Sometimes we can even see it in our own eyes as we walk past a mirror or come across a photo. How often do we hear in ourselves an echo of that loved one? Phrases we use, the tone in our voices. I find myself rather worryingly that each day I seem to be morphing more and more into my mother, including answering back to the television when I disagree with what is being said. My mother, although she died almost 3 years ago, is very much alive and well in me, in my brothers, and I can now see her in my sons too. It's not, though, just blood relatives who live on through and with us. There are those we meet that we emotionally and intellectually take into ourselves. Rarely are we left unaffected by someone we come across into our life. Maybe they be a teacher, a friend, someone we took care of. I had a very, very dear friend, Alison, who, much to my amazement, did her ironing every single day. I used to dislike ironing with a passion, so could not understand this. Alison, I discovered, disliked it too, with a similar passion, so her theory was to do it as it came, and then it would not stack up. I began to follow her advice. Not long after my daily ironing started, Alison, in her early 40s, was diagnosed with a terminal illness. Whenever I ironed, I took the time to pray for her. After many prayers and many piles of ironing and many conversations and many letters between us, Alison died. 12 years later, every time I iron, almost every day, sorry Alison, I feel reconnected to her. To begin with, every time I got the iron out, I would weep. It would make me sad, but as time went on, my thoughts turned more positive, as thoughts of what she said, facial expressions came back to me and made me smile. Now I just think of her in a positive and loving way and continue to be inspired by the way she led her life and how she faced death so, so courageously. And so although I do not carry her genes, I do carry her story, which has influenced my ministry, not just my ironing, and allowed me to encourage people she's never met before. My weeping turned to laughter, my mourning into dancing. I know that in some way, somehow, she is still present, just as I believe your loved ones, your child, your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter, your grandmother and father, your dear friend, your co-worker, your patient, your husband, or your wife are also. Love does not stop because someone has died. Relationships do not stop because someone has died, nor does the importance they played in our lives. Though they are out of sight, they do not have to be out of our hearts and minds. For whether we realize it or not, they have influenced and shaped us so much that what we do, how we think, what we like, all are an extension of them. Through us, they live on and will be passed on to our loved ones. So today, you are not alone. We have each other to meet with and to share our grief, as well as to share our love for those we have lost. And we have a loving God who longs to be with us as our life goes on, to show his love for us and to transform us, to turn our sorrow into joy, our weeping into laughter, and our mourning into dancing. May God be with each and every one of you. Amen.